What's up, everyone? It is Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this, the property hangover. Okay, so I'm at an age where a lot of my friends, a lot of my, you know, athletes, a lot of people who I'm hanging out with are buying houses, right? They might have bought their first house, or they might have bought their first investment property, and they're doing shit in the property space, which is really, really cool. It's fucking motivating to be around. I'm into property. I've bought four over the time. I sold one earlier last year, basically as a strategic move to be able to grow and expand this year. And property is a game that I like to play. So currently I've got three properties. My portfolio is okay. It's going good. It's something that's building in value, and hopefully one day it'll be a great payoff for me. Okay, so within this game though, guys, there's something that happened to me, and there's something that happens to every single person who I see buy a house, right? And it's usually more in terms of their first place or their biggest outlay when they hit their biggest property. And it's this very, very simple thing. It's like when we got the most expensive one that we did, and we made the deal happen, and it was a big push, and it was a big target and a big move for us. It was a really, really stressful yet exciting and growth-based period of my life, right? Like, it was something that just pushed me and it made me grow. And within that game, it was something that I had to really work hard at. Now, when I hit the target, when it was finally settled, when we moved in and it was all going well, there was a feeling of lostness, right? A feeling of is this all there is? A feeling of like, hey, I've hit this target, but fuck, does it really matter? Like a feeling of emptiness almost. And you see a lot of people do this. I see a lot of people do it in their body. They'll aim for a weight loss goal. It might be 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 kilos of weight loss. And when they hit that end target, when they hit that end result, it just doesn't feel good. Like, it's like, oh, is this all there is? Is this it? Right? I thought this hitting this target would change my life. Right? You see it in business, especially in like the fitness industry, where people are tracking numbers as the main metric. So numbers is in like amount of clients. You aim for these certain targets, and you might be at 10, then it goes to 50, then it goes to 100, then 150, then 200, then 250, then 300, and 400, et cetera, et cetera. So it grows and grows and grows. Okay, in the bank accounts, there's a savings target. It's like, oh, I'm gonna aim for 10 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand, 40 grand. You keep going up the ranks. And every time you hit these milestones, you don't really feel much. It's like, oh, is that all it is? Like, it didn't change my life. Like, no celebration happened. There wasn't confetti flying out of the sky. There wasn't, massive amounts of people coming around and adding me on Facebook. I didn't get famous from it. And all of this other shit. It doesn't happen how we think it's going to happen in our head. We build this thing up to be life-changing once you hit the target. Now, what this does, there's a concept that I am very, very interested in called the upper limit problem, ULP, right? Now, the upper limit problem is a thing that they talk about deeply in the book, The Big Leap. It's a great book. It's something I really like and I recommend. But in terms of like what happens with the upper limit problems, essentially what it is by definition is that when you hit a target, when you hit your glass ceiling, you'll do something that sabotages you to take you back to where you believe your threshold is at. And you'll do something that's, you know, it brings you back to the beliefs that you are. Like, it's sort of like, say it's a weight thing. If you believe that you only deserve to be 100 kilos and you get to 98, you'll fuck yourself up to go back to 100. Like, things like that. That's kind of what it is. Same with the money thing. If you haven't worked around your money questions and money issues around at your subconscious level, whenever you hit X target, whatever that is, you're going to go straight back to that target before because of this upper limit problem, because of this glass ceiling. Or you might find that you just keep repeating the same process. So you might hit, let's say it's 200 members, you keep hitting 200 members and then you lose 10 or so, and then you get back to 200 and then you lose and then you 10, yeah, and it just keeps cycling through, as opposed to learning these lessons to grow past that. These upper limit problems happen. Okay, now there's a few things that come around with this, and I know that you listening would have had something in your life where you've done this. Right, you've grown, you've hit a target, you've achieved, and then you've essentially sabotaged it and it's plateaued. Once it's plateaued, it's like, hey, is there more? Where does my life go from here? Like, is this all there is? And you get all these shitty questions that pop in. And, you know, we all feel it. So there's a few things that you can do. one thing you need to be super, super aware of, and this is partly what I've spoken about this on the podcast before. I talk about this with my members. I talk about this. I teach this deep, deep on the Rebirth Weekend. It's one of the greatest mindset shifts you can take. I got it taught by a mentor of mine from years ago. Paul Mort first introduced it to me. He was a guy who was teaching me email marketing. And then it popped up again with Steve Krebs when I was under Krebs. And then it was like, you see it in Wake Up Warriors stuff. A lot of the guys that I've done are around the same crew and around the same group of people. So I've learned the same sort of methodologies over the years. So they've all got a little bit of influence on me with that. But what why lesson apply? Positive focus. Now, what happened? So you hit X target, you didn't feel anything. Why is that positive? Well, fuck, I hit X target and, you know, I achieved what I wanted to achieve. Lesson learned. What is the lesson that I learned from hitting this target? Or what is the lesson that I've learned from not feeling the happiness that I was going to feel? Or what is the lesson that I've learned from whatever happened? However you want to do that. And then you apply it to your five dimensions, your body, your mind, your relationships, your business, your fun. Okay, so this concept is a very simple concept, but very, very effective. And like I said, to go into it deep, I'll get into one of the seminars that I run on them, or get into a Rebirth Weekend, something like that, and I can teach you way more deeper stuff than that. But it is something that is life-changing. So what will lesson apply? Super powerful thing. Okay, now the reason this works, if you are in a state where you hit a target and you are unhappy with X result with that target, okay, you need to learn a lesson so it doesn't happen again. All right, if you start sabotaging every time you're hitting a benchmark, that's no good for anybody. Right? If you find yourself fucking yourself up because you're winning, which don't get me wrong, like I do this all the time, but so many people do, and it might be, you might do it in the form of like, hey, I've lost 5 kilos, I'm gonna go out and party and celebrate for this, and then in the next week you're binge eating and you find yourself back to putting on 2 kilos, and that's that sabotage. Or it might be the same with the savings, like you put these different stresses on yourself, you know, all the time. So like, it happens in every single area. You might have a great night out with your partner and then you have an argument when you get home about some bullshit, like something really, really dumb, and you just pull out some stupid things and you say stupid things, and then, you know, then shit goes sideways. So there's so many examples that this can happen. That's one aspect. What will lesson apply? Learn the lesson from your mistake, or learn the lesson from your hollowness and emptiness, and try not to replicate that again. But apply it and spread it across the board, so you're not replicating it in all areas. You're like learning from one lesson, you can apply that to every area. Okay, that's one aspect. Second aspect is there is no, you got to fall in love with the process, right? There's no goal, target, anything that you can hit that you'll be happy with, because you're an expansion-based human being. Okay, so I believe in expansion. I believe in growth. I believe in doing more and achieving more than I did like yesterday. That's the point of that's why I like to do shit. Like, that's how I am. Okay, so if I'm not getting better, I feel like I'm going backwards. And a lot of people are. Like, if you're not getting better or progressing, you're literally going backwards. You're not going to feel any joy and excitement in that, because you're not challenging yourself and pushing yourself. Now, when you're in that state, you just get bored, and then when you get bored, you start to light fires around you to try and make things exciting so you can fix something, right? Like, so many people do this, and I am one of them, where I will look for things that are broken so I can fix them, right? And sometimes, because I'm an idiot, I will break things so I can fix them, right? So that way I feel like I'm progressing, but I'm not progressing. I'm just drifting and going around the same shitty patterns and cycles that got me to where I was in the first place. So it's something you need to be aware of. Now, when you fall in love with the process and you use these targets and growth measurements and goals and properties and whatever, like properties is the example of today, use this house as your target. Now, in that process of getting that property, in that process of securing that property, saving up the money, getting the loan, getting all the bank documents done, getting all the building and pest done, everything that you need to do, like talking to different financial advisors, learning about real estate, learning about what area, do you want to be commercial? Do you want to be, you know, is it a rental? So now who's going to be your property manager? Like all of that sort of stuff, right? There's so many different aspects to it. Now, this is what I'm learning to fall in love with. The target isn't going to fulfill me. Like, it's a target, it's an outcome. But the process of growth, that's where the happiness can be. So there's no need to sort of live your whole life being stressed out. Like one quote that I just read again in Paul Mort's book, which is insane. Like, this quote, it just changes your way you think. There is no happy ending to an unhappy journey. Okay, so think about that for a sec. There is no happy ending to an unhappy journey. Okay, so within this, guys, if you're looking to hit a target and you're forcing yourself through hell to get there and it's not fun, not happy, not exciting, you're not actually enjoying what you're doing, the outcome isn't going to be happy either. Right? There's no happy ending to an unhappy journey. Okay, so you need to sort of look at the targets and expansion as benchmarks, as outcomes, as things that mean something, because they're forcing you to grow more. Super critical. But if you can actually use the journey as the fun part, use the fucking little wins along the way, the little benchmarks. Hey, look, I've saved up this much. Yeah. Hey, look, I've talked to the real estate agent and I've worked out how to negotiate and I got a better deal than what he offered me. Yeah. And then you like celebrate along these little wins. They're the wins, right? The outcome's just the outcome. That's the fruit of all the hard work and growth that you've had. Okay, so that's super critical to understand. Now, this applies to every single area of your life, all right? And when you start to think about this, my question for you to think about today is, where in your life are you so focused on an outcome that you're forgetting to enjoy the journey, the processes, the directions that are getting you there, the benchmarks that are getting you there in the end? Is it in your body? Is it in your mind? Is it in your relationships? Is it in your bank accounts, in your production, in your business? Is it in your fun? Right, part two to this. Once you've worked out exactly what area you're playing the game of chasing outcomes but having a shit time getting there, what do you need to focus on? What are the processes that you need to master and enjoy mastering that will get you to that outcome but actually allow you to enjoy the process along the way? So that way you're not feeling really, really hollow and unmotivated once you hit your target. Because I know if you're listening to this podcast, you will be able to hit the target. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to me. Like, you'd be like, who the fuck is this idiot? Why does he keep talking to me? Right? Why is he talking about all this shit? Like, the people that listen to me generally are people who are forward-thinking and driven. Right? They're not people who are attending to sit back and let life happen to them. They're out there attacking it and grabbing life by the balls, which I think is really, really cool. So get clear, guys. Remember this. There is no happy ending to an unhappy journey. Now, where we can go from here, guys, what I want you to do is get on to www.strengthcoachsecrets.com/action. I'm going to be emailing you through some cool stuff. It's all the tips, tricks, show notes, everything that you possibly will need for growth and expansion. And that'll start up next week. I'll be emailing out some really cool stuff starting next week. So get on board that email list. Now, where we're going from here, guys, if you are somebody who is looking to grow and get around some like-minded people. If you're somebody who is not yet a member of Royal Fitness, you're crazy, get amongst it, you know what to do. Just hit us up, that's definitely possible. But guys, make sure you are implementing what we are doing. If you are implementing what I'm talking about, you will grow, guarantee it. You'll shift, you'll start to see your mind change. But if you don't do that, you're gonna end up in this lull where you keep repeating the same circles and upper limiting yourself and hitting that same glass ceiling and then repeating the same loops all of the time, and you'll get very, very frustrated. You'll probably burn out, you'll get bored, you'll start a fire, or you'll break something so you can fix it. So guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. I hope that helps out in some way. Hope you all have a great day. Get some sun, have some food, enjoy the people you're around, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.